out from Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh.
We used to go out to his place to eat. We'd go out there and eat them. That delicious food. What's his name? I can't think of it.
Sanders, Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Sanders Motor Corps.
Oh.
That's what he had out about 8 to 10 miles out of Asheville, North Carolina.
I think he made his fortune after he was settled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they really served delicious food. That's before those swankies. He just had little cabins out, you know, built around the yard, the house they lived in. They had some acreage out there, but he really served good meals.
On a boat, when you went on the ocean liner, the man in charge of the ship was the
captain.
Color people, they used to use that as a term of dredging swamps. Do you hear that much anymore? Is that something that died out?
I don't hear it at all anymore.
Died.
I don't hear it at all. But the captain of the, when we went, first time I went to Europe, we went tourist class. And the second time, when Charlie and I went over there in 54 to see Rocky, we were late getting our reservations. And we were on the floor with the captain. We were right up there on the floor. And boy, did we have service on that trip back and forth.
I'd like to do that.
That's the Cunard line, though. I don't think I could think of Cunard the other day. Cunard line, that English line of ships. And it was the Aquitania that we went on back and forth. And that man showed us those shafts. So the propellers were solid. There was no seams in them. And he was so proud of those things. Oh, that man, I don't know how many years he'd worked on that boat, the one who gave us the guided tour to the engine room and all around there. Oh, he loved that ship.
The person who goes to college to study, you call him a boy, he's a
student?
You call him in elementary school, you still call those students?
Pupils.
And a woman who handles a business correspondence and does it.
Stenographer or secretary, depending upon how much authority she has. I think there's a difference between a stenographer.
Which one is supposed to have more authority?
Secretary. Mm-hmm.
And a woman who acts in movies is a cover.
An actress.
And our nationality would say we're not Canadians, but
Americans.
And that's
a kind of cheap, isn't it, for us to say we are Americans, because Canadians are American. I feel sorry for those Canadians. They're really having trouble up there. Quebec's trying to secede from the Union.
That's going to really hurt Canada.
It really will. It split them up. I don't want anything else to join us. I don't want us to somebody suggesting that the rest of Canada become a state to the United States. I did not want us to make the state out of Alaska or Hawaii. And I certainly don't want Puerto Rico.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard before. That's like admitting 50,000 problems.
We've taken care of them as it is. I think they'd be silly to become a state. They'd have to pay taxes.
I guess so.
They were talking about something the other day and talking about how much Puerto Rico was going to get. We've got to stop taking care of the world. My great grands are not going to have anything at all if they don't cut down on the expenses. Those men up there, and they go into these investigations, and they'll have each one of them have a staff, and they don't think anything at all of putting 200 people on the payroll.
Spent $3.4 million.
Half the people who are working for some form of government. Local, county, state, or federal.